Fighting continued around Iraq today, and more hostages have been taken. Iraqi insurgents say they've seized 2 Americans and 4 Italians on the outskirts of Baghdad. Also, the U.S. military says it has retaken control of the town of Kut in southern Iraq, forcing out Shiite militiamen.
U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer announced that the Marines had temporarily suspended operations in Fallujah. The halt in fighting was intended to allow talks between the two sides and for food and other supplies to reach the city's population after 5 days of fighting. Iraqi sources claim that 450 Iraqis have been killed. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS is embedded with the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah. He says that the shooting stopped for a time, but then started again.
We had the commanding officer here come down earlier this morning and told us there was going to be a cessation of offensive military operations by his units in Fallujah. That was basically to give time for some meetings that were going to be held between the Marine commanders, the higher-ups, the generals, and some of the local clerics and the sheikhs and so forth to figure something out here with the civilian population. Well, that meeting just didn't take place. And about 90 minutes later, we got word that the situation had changed and that as far as the commander on the ground, he was telling his units to go back and to resume offensive operations. So I don't know what people are talking about in Baghdad or elsewhere, but here in Fallujah, there's been plenty of fighting.
After 4 days of fighting, how much of the city have the Marines actually taken control of now?
It still hasn't gone beyond the initial 20-25% or so in this main industrial section of town. And what's happened now is that the Marines are trying to figure out how they're going to move into the civilian parts of town. So far, they have not been fighting around homes and apartments. They've been fighting around old junkyards and machine shops and factories. And these are good places for the rebels to hide and so forth. But what the Marines are telling us is that they have not seen any civilian people walk in the streets. It's the only people out there have been the insurgent fighters. Now they're on the border. They are sort of have to make a decision. Are they going to move into these civilian areas or remain where they are right now?
There are reports that much of the city's civilian population is leaving the city. Eric, have you seen any evidence of that?
Basically, they're letting all of the women and children out, but they're not letting any fighting-age men out, and they're not letting any men in either. There have been lots of trucks, for example, coming up with food and medicine and medical supplies, and a lot of these trucks have had 20 or 30 or 40 men piled on, so they've been pushing these extra men out. They've been allowing families to leave, but again, no fighting-age men can leave the city.
Eric, thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS. He's with the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah.